Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise his wonderful name. It's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord, to worship God in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. It's a beautiful day to where I am, and I do pray that you two are having a beautiful sunlight shining brightly, but at the same time, it's a little chilly. But we are thanking God that we can come together and worship him in spirit and in truth. Our pastor shared with you that we will be reading from the King James Version. Let me tell you here, hold your Bibles in your hands, because there is a little change, because the Lord, the Spirit of God, has burdened my heart yesterday, all day, all night. And so we're going to be changing a little bit on the scripture reading. And you're going to hear that same scripture reading on Tuesday night when we come together again. But today, we are talking about revival. And we are going to be reading from Isaiah and from Matthew and from the book of Acts as well. And so hold your Bibles in your hands if you can spin the pages over and follow me, because my heart is heavily burdened for the entire world. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world, he didn't speak of a special country or nation, but he said the entire world. The world is created by God, our Heavenly Father. And so we are going to be studying his word, thanking him for his fullness, and to listen carefully to what he had to say to us as a church today. And so we're going to be reading, as I said to you, from Isaiah, the Messianic prophet, which is very important in these last days. We're going to be reading from Matthew, so get your Bibles ready, and also from the book of Acts. Revival. Many of you will remember, some might not, last year, January, right up until the end of the year, 2024, we've been trusting the Lord for revival in this, our country, and throughout the world. Last night, I was heavily burdened to continue along that line, revival. Oh, how we need a revival in our world today. We sing the chorus, oh, how I need a revival in my soul. We all need a revival worldwide. There are many of our brothers and sisters that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake all over the world today. And even now, they are making things pretty hard for the children of God to serve him. There are many, many countries that are now doubling up on their punishment, on their persecution on the children of God. And we will be praying in our prayer meetings for them all over the world, that God will be merciful and give them the faith and the courage to go along. But we as a church need to understand that's the message that we need to preach: revival, repentance, baptism. Those words we don't hear quite often, neither from our radio or from our television or in our services. Revival, repentance, and baptism. Oh, these are important words that need to be lifted up all over the world today. And we are going to be lifting up these words throughout the year. Revival. We sing the song, I want a revival in my soul today. We also speak of repentance. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the remission of sins. And we speak of baptism. John the Baptist, oh, he lifted up his voice, telling the people that they need to be baptized. Yes, And that word we don't hear mentioned quite often in our churches anymore. And I listen to the radio, and many people are asking if baptism is necessary anymore. But I want you to know, friends, that the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, his name, Jesus, means Savior. And his forerunner of our Savior, Jesus, he came with a message, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And Jesus himself took up the same message and preached repentance and baptism. And we as a church need to emphasize throughout the world that people need to repent of their sins and be likewise baptized. Yes. Today, I thank God. Last month, on the 14th, we celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a time when people share their feelings of love for each other. But we celebrate that feelings right throughout the year, the love of God. Praise his wonderful name. And his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are going to be lifting him up today, lifting so high that men and women would see our Savior, who we love so much, and how we need to obey his command. Praise God. He's concerned about the church being revived. We need a revival badly worldwide, friends. We need it badly. As I said earlier on, we don't use those words quite often in our churches anymore, revival. Yes. When we do hear about it, we're talking about it so frivolously. Yes. But we need a revival worldwide. Yes. John the Baptist, forerunner, emphasized that. Repentance, baptism, very important. Revival, praise God. Today, I would like to take you through the scriptures. As I said before, is the Messianic prophet, a prophet who was in a baptismal state, along with the people he served. And today, we are no short than that. We today in this world need a revival. We need ministers, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists. We need them to lift up the name of Jesus and speak of repentance, revival, and baptism. You must be born again. We hear that so often. Today, we're going to really lift up our voices about a revival. Oh, we need a revival. Yes, friends, and I'm going to be repeating that quite often. We need a revival in our hearts, in our nations, all over the world, and how we need it now. Yes, we need a revival worldwide. Praise God. He sins, he's coming back again. He's come, but the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, needs to be revived first before he comes. And that we're going to be talking about this morning. Praise his wonderful name. And now, after all that long introduction, if you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40, the word of God tells us here, comfort me, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Yes, friends, that her iniquity is pardoned. for she hath received of the Lord, the Lord's hand, double for all her sins. Her voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare our hearts for his coming. John the Baptist cried in the wilderness, repent, prepare our hearts, and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. We today, from the portion of scripture that we have read, Isaiah is called the Messianic prophet. He speaks about Jesus and what is going to be happening through the ministry of Jesus. But sad to say, Isaiah was in a backsliding state like many churches today. He was having fellowship with the three kings to which he served. Think of that. Along with the children of Israel and Judah. Isaiah was in a terrible state, but then praise God, the God that we serve, spoke to him again. And the word of God says he saw the glory of God. Praise his wonderful name. And what a revival. I'm not going to spend time to express and explain the experience that Isaiah had, but it was a glorious experience. I too had an experience like that, friends. And you see the glory of God in his fullness through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look at Jesus, the Son of God, Savior of the world. But then, friends, in our minds and in our hearts, praise his wonderful name, we can embrace the Father. Oh, yes, because the Word of God teaches he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And today, friends, there are so many prophets. There are so many believers in the Lord.
Yes.
There are so many that should be crying out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But we are forsaking the pulpit. We are forsaking the flock. And then they're all left alone to the prince of darkness and death. Yes, friends, he's called Satan. And his servants are called demons. I must make you aware of that, because many people are ignorant of this. Satan has many servants. They are called demons. And we have more demons in the world today than people you can think of, because he is busy working all over the world today. We find our leaders are always mixing up the difference between demons and evil. But then I want you to know, friends, that the demons are terrible, demons like darkness and death, and that's what the prince of darkness and death has sent out his demons all over the world. And in our churches, in our homes, in our communities. And we must be aware of that as a church, because we have a job to lift up the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus says, all power is given unto me, both yes. in heaven and in earth. It is God, the creator of the heaven and earth, the eternal Father, who creates the heaven and the earth. But we find, friends, that the prince of darkness, which is the devil, oh, that dragon, that serpent, oh, that snake, dear friends, he is destroying homes, he's destroying business places, he's destroying nations, he's destroying leaders. And that's the reason why we as a people, in obedience to the teachings of Paul the Apostle, telling the church that the church should intercede, should pray and supplicate for all men, for all nations, for leaders and those that are in authority. We must pray for them, church. We need a revival in our world today. All nations, scripture teaches, friends, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the reason why we're not hearing about revival anymore. We're not hearing about repentance anymore. We're not hearing about baptism anymore. But we're having church. But then, friends, the demons are sitting with us, and you don't even know where lies some of them. But I want you to know, if you look keenly, if you have the Spirit of God abiding in you, it's not long to discern them, friends. Demons are sitting with us every day. They are driving with us in our cars. They're driving with us on the public transportation. They're shopping with us every day. They're all over on the streets, in our homes, in our beds. Oh, we tire to see the demonic acts in our television, and we hear it on our radio. Oh, yes. But I want you to know today, listen to what the Word of God says. Speaking through Isaiah to the children of God. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Listen again, I repeat it. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. I want you to know, friends, that we are encouraged by Paul the Apostle to the church, the believers, that we are to put on the old armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Yes, in high places, they are all over the world. And that's why we as Christians must be properly dressed at all times to fight against the enemy. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Who gave him that power? The creator of the heavens and the earth. The creator, friend, who knows all things. He sees all things, and he hears all things. And tonight, today, I want you to know, friends, that we must be careful of the enemy. He is called, friends, Satan, the prince of darkness. Yes, and the prince of darkness like death. Over the past 2 weeks, those of us who are listening to our radio, we hear of more deaths more than anything else. Aeroplanes crashing, ships crashing, cars crashing, floods are washing away people, all manner of things. The man is shooting the other one, and this one. In a fight, they are shooting each other and killing each other. Yes, that's the plan of Satan, to destroy homes, to destroy families, to destroy business places, to destroy countries and leaders. And we must be aware of that. That's why we, the Apostolic Church, we like to meet on a Tuesday, where we pray and we intercede and we supplicate for all men, friends. Why? That we, the Christians, will live a peaceful and godly life. You want more wickedness taking place in our world today and now? That's why we have to pray. Pray until the Lord comes and bring to the hearts and lives of many nations and leaders a message of repentance. Yes, I must hurry on. Word of God says here, friends, Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. So many are troubled. So many are discouraged. But in Isaiah chapter 9, listen what the prophet of God, and I so saddened to read this. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. So many, so many. Listen what it says. Verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Yes, darkness speaks of death. No, the devil don't like light. No, he doesn't like light. Upon them let the light shine. I want you to know tonight, today, friends, Jesus is the light of the world. The Word of God says, friends, we have Christ in us. Praise his name. And he said, let your light so shine. And he's speaking to the Christians. We're talking about Christians must be revived. We need to let the light of Christ shine in our lives, that dispel the darkness that is surrounding us as a people.
Yes.
It is being said, we must pray for America, not only America, we must pray for the world. We must pray for our ministers. We must pray for those that are in authority and leadership. We must pray, brethren. We must intercede. We must supplicate. We must lift up Christ, who is the light of the world. Praise his wonderful name. Or else we are going to tumble in darkness and die, says the Word of God. Yes, let me hurry on. You might not believe what I'm saying here. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. Listen to what Isaiah is saying. He too was in a backslidden state. Think of that. A minister, a prophet, was playing around with the four kings that he should be telling to repent. But no, he was drinking and eating and making merry with them. And he too was walking in darkness. Like many of our ministers today all over the world, they are playing with Satan. They are having fellowship with Satan. And I want you to know today, friends, that he's a serpent, he's a dragon, and we must lift up Christ. Praise his wonderful name. He is afraid of the name of Jesus. Jesus said again, and I'm speaking to the Christians, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Listen to what the Word of God says here. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Praise his name. We notice that John the Baptist, he too speaks of that over in Matthew. The Word of God tells us that when he too lifted up his voice and spoke of that, right after that, friends, the light of the world, praise his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, took up the message of repentance. Hallelujah. He too cried out, repent, repent, friends, repent. This nation and many other nations need to repent today. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. We must not suffer loss. We notice that this country here of the United States of America, the citizens and along with people from outside other nations are coming in and destroying even our very flags, destroying our Bibles, destroying the house of God. And friends, they are persecuting the Christians and some are being burned to death. Yes, but I want you to know, friends, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and it's time for Christians to rise up for Jesus. Rise up, friends, and let the light of Christ shine in us. We need a revival in this country. We need a revival worldwide. We need a revival in our churches among the believers. We need a revival among our prophets, our apostles, our evangelists. We need a revival to lift up and tell the nation, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sin. The Bible teaches all have sinned, not just some, but every one. Our hearts are wicked. We kill, we hate, we deceive. Oh, yes, friends. Why? Because the hearts of men are deceitful. We are walking in darkness. I must hurry. Listen. The Word of God says, Isaiah 9, verse 2. Listen to what Matthew chapter 4 and verse 16 says here. Let me turn to it quickly. Matthew chapter 4. I like John the Baptist. He's quite a preacher. Many of the leaders didn't like John. No, because he speaks the truth. Yes, and people don't like to hear the truth these days. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. Listen what the word of God says here. Verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region in the shadow of death, light is spring up. And as fast as he said that, friends, they killed John the Baptist because he was preaching against sin. Yes. And the Word of God tells us that they put him in chains and in prison. And then not long after, they cut off his head. But as fast as he cut off his head, hallelujah, the Son of God, his name is Jesus, which means yes. Savior. The Word of God says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Oh, Church of Jesus Christ, let us lift up our voices. For from that time, Jesus began to preach. Repent, I'm going to take you through the scriptures and see what happened. Jesus, along with John the Baptist, preached the message of repentance. Oh, how we need to speak that word from our podium. Christians, we talk all these little fancy things about prosperity and so on and so forth. We need to let people see the light of the world. Jesus himself, after his death and his resurrection, came back after having fellowship with the Father who raised him from the dead, came back and said to the disciples, all power, and I want you to know, every Christian today, Jesus is saying to you, all power is given unto you in heaven and in earth. All power, friends. All power. But for us to gain the power, we must intercede. We must pray. We must supplicate. Hallelujah. We need to, friends. We need to.
Yes, Lord.
We need to. Oh, how we need to. Listen what the Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 61. Listen. Again, Messianic prophet is speaking. Isaiah chapter 61. 1 and 2. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach, friends. We must preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's the purpose of the church. Jesus preached repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance. And I'm going to take you to the apostles too. They preach repentance. And so we in this our 20th century, friends, 21st century, we need to cry out. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good news, good tidings unto all meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Yes, I know what it is to minister to the prisoners. I have ministered in many prisons in this country. I've ministered to many Christians in Jamaica. Sorry, prisoners in Jamaica. Yes, friends, it is sad to hear their testimonies. It is so sad. Their families leave them alone. Their friends leave them alone. Or they're being abused by some of the warders and so on. But I want you to know, friends, the Word of God says here, the Spirit of God, as I speak in the Spirit of the Lord God, is upon me Because the Lord had anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek.
Yes.
He had sent me to bind up the broken heart. Oh, hallelujah. So
yes.
many broken hearts, so many broken homes. Oh, friends, we need to lift the brokenhearted to proclaim liberty to them that are in captivity and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound.
Yes.
Oh, it is so sad. I know, because I work with many of them. Many churches don't like their people, or they don't like to associate with the prisoners and with the prisoners. Yes. And I speak to many ministers, and this is what many of them says. We don't visit the prisons because we don't want them, when they get out, to come to our churches, because our members will stop coming to church. Think of that. That's what many ministers tell me. But I invite them to come with me to the prisons. Yes, that's what I hear. But I want you to know, friends, all those that are bound by chains, by the enemy. Here the word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he had appointed me, to anointed me to preach good tidings. You hear what kind of tidings? Good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, so many, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. It is so sad to hear the testimonies of the many prisoners in prison. You ask me, and I can tell you, many of them are so saddened about leaving their family at home. But what is bad is when they are testifying to you and telling you that their sons are in prison there with them as well. Am I telling you that their daughters are in prison over in the prison section? And yes, friends, that's what is happening to many of the inmates today. Both their children and their husbands or their wives, some of them are locked up in prison. But thank God, the message of repentance. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is willing to listen to your cry. Lord, have mercy on me and save me. Save my family. Save me. Save my children. Save my friends. Save them. It's not nice, friends, to be bound by Satan. It's not a comfortable thing. You're a miserable person without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But is that all? No, friends. Verse 2. He says here, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Did you hear that? I underline that little word, which I always like to underline it in my Bible. A very small word, but powerful. All that mourn. Isn't that sad? Yes. We too, the believers, need to cry out for them. Again, Paul, the apostle, the servant of God, the one who speaks for God, and we too are apostles. Now, some of us are disciples too long. We need to put on the apostleship and to speak for Christ. We need to speak for God. That's what apostles does. They lift up and speak for God and speak for the Savior, and they listen to the Holy Spirit, and they speak to the congregation and say, thus saith the Lord God Almighty, and lift up and tell people that they need to repent for the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. I'm going to make haste and take you to that. Yes. Let me hurry. John the Baptist preached repentance. The Word of God says all the region round about Jordan came out to hear the message of John the Baptist. What was he doing, friends? Telling people that they must repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, church, how we need to tell this wicked world that they need to repent, friends, because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he loves you and me. John the Baptist came. He preached repentance, a word that we're not hearing often in our churches. Jesus preached repentance. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. Listen what the Word of God says. As soon as Jesus heard that they killed John the Baptist, listen what he said. He didn't take time to say, well, I have to go and inquire of the deacons in the church and the members of the church whether I should go and preach or not. No, he didn't. The Word of God says here, friends, in verse 17 of chapter 4 of Matthew, he says, from that time Jesus began to church. What did Jesus say, friends? The Word of God says he began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When last we hear these kind of messages in our churches, when last we hear these kind of messages on our television and our radio, repent, friends, we must repent. The wages of sin is death. So many people are dying in sin today because of the demons that Satan has sent out to live among us and to destroy families, to destroy homes and business places and nations and leaders. Oh, our leaders are filled with demons. As you look at them, you can see them. You see the demons. Yes, but I want you to know, friends, Jesus, the moment he heard that the king gave out the notice, cut off the neck of John the Baptist. Many of us, as preachers of the gospel, our necks are going to go. Yeah, but many are running away from that. Last year, hundreds of ministers of the gospel resigned from the churches and from podiums. Yes, or that from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus didn't drive a Bentley like what many of our ministers want. They lust Bentleys. I hear some of them showing off 14 bedrooms and how many toilets in the house? A preacher of the gospel? Yes, I work with many of them. Oh, yes. For from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes. Oh, how we need to hear that word more often in our churches. But I must hurry on, friends. The Word of God tells us again. John the Baptist preached repentance. Jesus preached repentance. Matthew chapter 4 and 17. But listen here now, and I'm going to come down to a close quickly. Peter preached repentance. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 2. That's when the New Testament church began. And many of us like to identify ourselves with the New Testament church of God. We're not even hearing the gifts have been manifested in our churches anymore because Satan has robbed us of the blessings. Yes, friends, he has robbed us. of the peasants. Listen what happened. Let's turn to Peter. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Peter, an apostle. He was a servant, a disciple. Yeah. But now, friends, he don't want to be a disciple anymore. He's an apostle. The Lord Jesus Christ empowered him to become an apostle. An apostle is one who speaks for God. That's the job of the apostles. And the word of God tells us here, friends, in Acts chapter 2. Let me turn to it quickly. Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. We don't even hear that word anymore in our churches. A day of harvest, that's what Pentecost is. Pentecost is a day of harvest, and the Heavenly Father chooses to establish the New Testament church, friends, on the day of the Hallelujah. The Word of God says,
yes.
On the day they were in the upper room in obedience to what Jesus told them to do, they should go in the upper room and they should pray until the Spirit of God comes upon them. Today we don't want to pray too long. We don't want to fast too long. No, we don't want to because we don't have enough time. Too many things to do. But the disciples, who later became apostles, went in obedience to Jesus in the upper room. They fasted and they prayed. Yes. Listen to what happened here now. Let's go down to the fullness. The Word of God says that the people in the upper room, 120 of them, were praying, and the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, in case you don't know, he's called the Holy Spirit, came upon the disciples and those that were along with them, and came upon them, praise his wonderful name, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit. That's a bad word you're saying there, Pastor Danny. There are many, many preachers saying it's not for today. Yes, but I know, friends, it's a wonderful experience, believers, to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God telling in you what you can see and what you can hear, because he teaches all things. He revealed all things to you, friends. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. But how many of us, we are walking in darkness? Listen to what the Word of God says here. Peter, after speaking to the multitude who was confused about what was happening on the day of Pentecost, Peter lifts up his voice and says in verse 38, then Peter said unto to them, what is the word that we don't hear very often? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of who? In the name of Bishop so-and-so?
No.
In the name of Apostle so-and-so?
No.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
for the remissions of sins.
Amen.
And ye shall receive what? A gift. All good gifts comes from God. A gift of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's what the Word of God tells us here in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Yes. Then Peter, who became an apostle now on the day of Pentecost, then Peter said unto them, repent. Oh, friends. Oh, that's why they didn't like John the Baptist. Because that was what he was crying out down by the river. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. And ye shall receive a gift, a wonderful gift for believers to have today, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, friends, we need to stop just talking about it. We need to have the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in our midst, in our churches. We need to see some signs and wonders. We need to see miracles. We need to hear people speaking in tongues. It's possible. It's good. I know it. One of my adopted sons said to me, Pastor, I never hear you speak in tongues. I said, well, come with me when I'm in my prayer room. That's what Jesus says. Go into your closet and pray. Hallelujah. Many love to stand up like Corinthian church. Stand up and they begin to speak in tongues, and some of them don't even know that they are cursing God. That's what the scripture tells us. Many don't know what they are saying. But when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, friends, he speaks to us. He shows us all things. He tells us all things. He brings to our memory the things that we have read and have studied. Hallelujah. Without the Spirit of God, I wouldn't be able to preach. Yes, friends, I want you to know the Spirit of God has to come upon you and anoint you and tell you what God is saying. And you must do like what Isaiah failed to do until when the Spirit of God came upon him. He saw the glory of God. There's what a beautiful picture of it. I know, because I too, this is a wonderful name, had that experience. Oh, I couldn't control myself. Oh, the glory of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes upon you, friends, you can hardly look. Peter and John and the others, they saw this up on the mountain. They saw the glory of God upon the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Word of God says here. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of what? Of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, church, we need to be revived. Oh, buildings have turned into all different kind of colors today. We worry about church buildings. We can do without some of them now because some of them you're going there, they have to use flashlight to take you to your seats the way it's black. The whole building inside is painted black. That's Satan.
Yes.
That's what he is. The spirit of darkness and the spirit of death. Satan will destroy you. You will think you're doing right when he's fooling you up. Yes. But then Peter told the multitude, yes, on the day of Pentecost, they were worrying. I'm going to read it again for you. Then Peter said unto them, repent, repent, brethren, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Savior, that's what Jesus means. Christ means the anointed one. For the remission of sins, and ye shall do what? Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, those of us who haven't had that experience, begin to see God's face, lock up in your bedroom, lock up in your closet. That's what Jesus says. go into the closet and call out to him quietly. You don't have to be standing up in the church and speaking into unknown language that you don't even know about. And I'm going to come to a close pretty soon. Listen to what verse 41-47 has to say. Then they that, I like that word, I underline it in my Bible. Then they that gladly received his word were what? A word that we don't hear often in our churches, baptism. Churches are not having baptism, many, but all of them, some having baptisms. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. We are worrying about soldiers. Hear what Jesus told the disciples. He lifted up his hand. Look, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. Jesus is very much alive, sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, interceding for the entire world. If we would only pray for the unsaved, they will get saved. If we will pray for our unsaved husband, they will get saved. If we pray for our unsaved sons and daughters and children, they will get saved. Who is talking about Jesus in your house? Who is talking about Jesus at school? Who is talking about Jesus on the play field? The football players who you are paying almost $100 to go watch don't even want to kneel down on the field, and many of them don't know that it's God who keeps their hearts going. It's God who keeps their minds going. It's God who keeps their bodies going. But no, they become rich until they become fools. The fool say in his heart, there is no God. And this is what the many fools all over the world today are saying. There is no God, but I want you to know, friends. And I'm going to repeat, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He has eyes to see, ears to hear, lips to speak, hands to hold you. Ah, yes, friends, he can walk with you, as we so often sing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am, he tells me I am his own. Oh, brethren, listen what the word of God is saying here. Verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day, oh, I like this, they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That's why I'm talking about revival. If you begin to preach and teach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you begin to tell people that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Friends, people will want life, but they see so much death around them, they don't know what is life different from death. No, word of God says, friends, then they that gladly, the word gladly, receive his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. We talk about revival. That's what I call revival, friends. That's a revival. When many souls are getting saved daily. Yes. Yes. But that's not all. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. I like that word, fellowship. And in breaking of bread, which we're going to be doing in a little while, and in prayer, which we love to do. And fear came upon every soul, And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, by who? The apostles, the disciples who became apostles now. Notice that. As I said before, earlier on, we have too many disciples in our churches sitting down and doing nothing. We need apostles. We need apostles in our churches who will get up and speak on behalf of God. That's what apostles do. Speak what God says. And all that believed were together and had all things common. You hear that? And they shared with each other. Yes, I wanted to emphasize all this, but they had all things common. And they shared one with another. Went from house to house, breaking bread. I can just imagine how the brethren feel, Pastor Henry and many others of the brethren. Well, we know what it is to have fellowship in the house. Oh, yes, when we eat and pray and we share with each other. Oh, friends, come and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Come and let me tell you. Conference. Ah, you are Sister Fiani and myself. Yes. From 1955 until now, we have been working for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the things that he has done for us is past finding out. Sometimes we have the rivers to cross. Oh, yes. As the song says, many rivers to cross. Yes. We have crossed many rivers. Oh, you talk about mountains. We have climbed many mountains. Many valleys. Many dark moments. Yes. You know what it is to run out of gas? You're coming from a church. You run out of gas and you have to stay on the road until the people coming from Alcan at the midnight watch. They're going home and you're waving them down, asking if they could give you gas. But thank God, the people coming off the midnight duty, some of them will say, Rev, if you will stay, I will drive to my home, which is miles away. Get some hose and a pan. Pull some gas, and I'll come back. And oh, it's only God Almighty can do that for you. In the dark of the night, friends, you're on the road and you're waving down cars to get some gas to put into your car, to take you home. It's only God do that. Ask me and I can tell you all the different experiences, but God is still alive. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you would always stand up for Jesus. Oh boy, there it is. I'm looking around in the clock now. I've gone into trouble. All right, I'm going to close. Acts chapter 3. The Word of God tells us, friends, and I like this, and I'm going to close on this note. Acts chapter 3 tells us, after Pentecost, there is Peter and John. Friends, some you work yourself to death throughout the day. And when prayer meeting comes, you're too tired to come to prayer meeting. You say, the Lord will understand. He will understand. He knows. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame, Mr. Certain, sitting at the gate of the church called Beautiful. Think of that, from birth until the big man, and everybody passing him and giving him a dime, for a cent, or a dollar. Some of them might give him a dollar. And the Word of God says here, friends, at the hour of prayer, Peter and John was going, being the ninth hour. That was 3 o'clock in the evening. And a certain man, he hasn't got a name, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Oh, can you imagine that person that taken there every day? Yes, they laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called, what a name, beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. I'm not going to spend long time to read this because I must close now. The word of God says, friends, Peter and John, who now became not disciples but apostles. And again, I want to repeat, apostles are representatives of God. They speak for God. That's apostles. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, says Peter and John to the man who was lame. And the word of God says they help him up, and what a rejoicing that was that day. A day of rejoicing that will be when we all see the miracles of Jesus being manifested in our churches. Oh, friends, the word of God says the people were amazed. Yes, and they started to rejoice in the church. Yes, that beautiful church, oh, was very formal. Beautiful gates, beautiful carpets to walk in, beautiful benches. Yeah, because that's a temple. Beautiful is the name of the temple. Yes. A man sitting there for years, and the people going up to prayer at 3 o'clock every day and give him a dime every day. Silver and gold have I none. Listen, but such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. How many of us have ever had that experience? Rise up and walk. I've had that experience many times, even with my broken leg. Oh, Mr. Fiani, you would never walk out in a space like that. I said, no. No, not the God that I serve wouldn't allow that. I said, I'm going to walk out of the ward without a wheelchair and without a nurse carrying me to the car park. And I was able to dress myself and I walk with my family walking behind me out to the car park. Yes, got into the car and I went home. I'm still walking now, brethren, walking. Mm-hmm. The doctor, mm-hmm. my son, yeah, daddy's going to walk with a limp. Yes, and my son kept it quiet. And he whispered it to my children because they were concerned. Danny is going to walk a limp. No, friends, not at all. I often tell people, friends, it's not my mouth that is broken. It's my hand, my foot.
Yes.
I can still preach today, and I can walk to wherever you invite me to come and preach. My determination at my age, friends, is to continue to walk and talk and lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Invite me to wherever you want me to go and preach to lift up Jesus Christ. Yes. We must come to a close. I have to stop. Yes. Word of God says, and I must close on that word, revival began. The people could not believe what they saw. Layman, rise up and walk. And the word of God says, friends, because the people saw and the apostles now lift up Jesus, the Jesus who was being crucified and buried, is alive. Hallelujah. Jesus lives, he lives. Oh, brethren, tell it to the world today. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. I've seen so many miracles. I've seen so many friends. I am a miracle. I always used to tell people before I had a broken leg. If you look at me, you're looking at a miracle. Yes, a miracle. So many things have done. Today, friends, do you want a miracle? Why not accept Jesus into your heart? Let him come into your heart today. Your sins will wash away. Your night. Hallelujah. You will turn today. Oh, brethren, let us lift up Jesus in this dark world and tell them that Jesus lives. Heavenly Father, move on the many that are walking in darkness, and they will see Christ, the light of the world, living in us. And we walk and talk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, friends, if we want revival in our churches, we must preach the gospel message, repent, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. You will have 3,000 people coming in the church when they see people getting saved, when they see people being filled with the Holy Spirit. When we lift up Jesus saves, Jesus saves. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Praise his wonderful name. Heavenly Father, move today all over the world. The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, tell the church, Timothy, that they must intercede and they must supplicate. Oh, yes. And pray for all men, not some, but for all men, for all our leaders, regardless of what party they belong to. They are all sinners, need to be saved. When they know the power of God, then they don't have lying lips or abomination to the Lord. Yes, friends, oh, they lie until it's tired to hear them. Yes. Oh, friends, let us cry out on their behalf today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None is better than the other. Jesus died for all, and he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Father, save souls today.
Hallelujah.
Speak to the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, wives and husbands, the women that are aborting the children, so many graves in their body. Oh my God, how you live with a conscience like that, I don't know. The Bible tells us, friends, that the blood speaks, and there are so many blood crying out all over the world today. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. Save souls today, we pray. Revive the hearts of disciples who need to become apostles. Revive our churches. That we may begin to have altar calls, that we may begin to see souls poured into the kingdom of God, that we may begin to see baptisms, both water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes, oh, we pray. Amen. Amen.